On today's episode, I chat with Bria Wanamaker, a psychotherapist, personal trainer, and the host of the Better Bodies podcast. We chat about what holds moms back when it comes to making that space for health and well-being, and how to use boundaries, vulnerability, and adventure to reach our fitness goals. This podcast is less than 25 minutes long, and you'll leave with practical, implementable steps and several examples of how you can truly step into your power when it comes to making the time for your own health. Are you ready? Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of five to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Hello, my friends. A very, very happy fall to you. It's October when this episode is being recorded. The leaves are falling where I am in the upper Midwest of the United States, and the air is crisp. My kids have been back in school about a month and a half, and I certainly hope that you all are very well and very healthy. We have had illnesses run through our household basically for about a month. It has been a lot. And if you are experiencing this as well, please just know that I see you. I know how much it can throw things off when you are sick or when the kids are sick. And my hope for you is that you find it in your heart to give yourself some grace. And if you and your kids have made it through this fall without a cold, then what you definitely need to do is head over to the Mom First page on Facebook and share with me all of your immunity building tips, because I promise you that I could use them. Okay, so before we get into today's episode, two quick things. First, did you know that this podcast is not the only way that you can work with me and get support from me? It's true, I do love doing this podcast to you as a totally free resource that I put out into the world to help working moms add more joy to their life, to help them ditch the overwhelm, have fun, go after their goals, and really be that example of who they want to be for their kids. I love putting this podcast out there. And if it resonates with you, I want you to know that there is more support available to you should you choose it. So I do also offer one-on-one coaching as well as group coaching that is based all around mental fitness. You can find out more about the one-on-one coaching as well as the group mental fitness coaching by going to www.momfirstcoaching.com. So again, www.momfirstcoaching.com. So again, if the content resonates with you, please know more support is available should you want it. Secondly, speaking of content resonating, if you are loving the podcast, you should definitely help me to spread the word about it by going to your favorite podcast app and leaving me a rating and review. So I would love it if you would hop on over to Apple Podcasts and drop me a review. My very first reviewer from last January was Edward Collins, and Edward wrote, "This is great content in bite-sized chunks. Jen has an amazing ability to connect with her audience and move them forward in their journey." Thank you so much, Edward. I want you all to know that I read all of the reviews, and it really does help to spread the word by putting that rating and review out into the world so that other people know that if you're a working mom and you're trying to figure out how to ditch the overwhelm and lead with joy, that this podcast will help get you there. It would mean so much to me, so please go ahead and hop over there and leave that review. And now let's get into today's topic, shall we? Today's episode is a chat I had with Bria Wanamaker all around about how moms can make space and time in their life for their own health and well-being. Bria and I actually met through a podcast community that we're both in because we both took the same course to actually get us started on our journey as podcasters. Bria is the host of the Better Bodies podcast, and I would love for you to check that podcast out. In addition to being a podcast host, Bria is also a psychotherapist and fitness trainer. What I loved about my chat with Bria is that she comes at this issue of fitness goals or really truly health and well-being from a space of compassion and joy. Our talk is really about finding ways to make that time and space to take care of yourself so that you can be an example to others, including your kids. I loved the time that I got to spend with Bria, and as you will hear, it also gave me some new ideas for what I could try when it comes to my own personal goals. I think you're going to find it similarly helpful. And so, with no further ado, here we go. Hi, Bria. Welcome to Mom First. I'm so glad that you can be here.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is great.
Why don't you go ahead and give folks just a little bit of background and introduction about yourself?
Well, I am a registered psychotherapist. That's by trade. And I have a podcast called the Better Bodies Podcast. In my spare time, I enjoy walking my dog and being outside. a little bit about my educational background. I took my undergrad in behavior psychology. After that, I went to go work frontline with adults with developmental disabilities. Took my master's online while I was doing that job, became a psychotherapist and worked for another agency, and then just opened up my private practice this past year.
Thank you so much for sharing that. One of the things that I love about podcasting is the chance to meet really other incredible women like you, including those who have their own podcasts like you. So the Better Bodies podcast. Can you share a little bit about how you got into podcasting?
I don't even know how I got into podcasting. So, like you took Keisha's course, but I always said that I wasn't going to have a podcast. I was like, I could see myself being someone who's interviewed on other people's podcasts, but I don't want that responsibility. And I'm so happy that I don't know what the deciding factor was. I knew I needed to have tough conversations about eating disorders and body image and specifically exercise addiction, because that is something that I've really struggled with. And no one talks about that because everyone is like, fitness is very good for you. You should always be active. It's very much promoted in medical healthcare and then just in mainstream pop culture. It's, you should always be active, should always be busy, always be doing something. And I knew I needed to have these conversations with people like, what is your experience with this diet culture stuff? Because mine's been exhausting. It was at a point, I guess, where I was just exhausted and, was not eating enough. I looked back, I don't know how I was doing anything. I don't know how I was driving places and doing schoolwork and working with people and just exhausted. And, it's been a really beautiful journey to get to speak to other people and hear how they take care of themselves. And we learn so much from hearing other people's stories that I've been able to pull from different pieces of that and use it as encouragement and motivation and just looking at other people as those role models. If she can do it, I can 100% do that too. And it's been so beautiful to be able to prioritize things other than exercise. Of course, movement is important. Of course it is. But it can't be 100% of your day, 100% of your thoughts. It can't be, I'm eating this meal because I exercised, or I'm exercising because I ate this meal. We can't have that relationship anymore. It's too exhausting. So that's what inspired my podcast, because I think we need to have those chats.
I didn't realize some of that backstory. And I love how you were like, I'm not going to be a podcaster. And then you totally are. And I love your podcast. It's so great. I feel like it resonates so much with so many women. And I'd love to chat with you a little bit about what
you know, when we think about that level of exhaustion, so many working moms have that same experience in their day-to-day life. And then when they think about what they should, quote unquote, be doing with regard to maintaining their health or their fitness, it almost becomes like this way in which they can kind of beat themselves up. And I guess, what advice would you give to those working moms who are feeling pulled in a million directions and completely overwhelmed and exhausted?
It's so challenging to set aside time for yourself. And I'm a huge advocate in that we need to be able to overflow to other people, not just keep giving out of our half empty cup. And oh my gosh. And we get in such a pattern of, you know, I didn't exercise. Like you said, then you beat yourself up and then it becomes this cycle of I didn't do it, so now I can't do it. And that's really the narrative there is I can't do that. I don't have time for that. You know, my kids come before me. However, can you take care of your family if you aren't the best you? And I'm so big on walking. I can't even explain to you how big I am on just getting outside and walking. I find it so enjoyable. I think it is quote unquote easy. I know it's not easy for everybody. I know that putting your shoes on and getting outside is extremely hard, especially if you are in a difficult place mental health wise. I think it's extremely healing. I think it's amazing because it's something that you can do together, even if it is like 10 minutes a day, whatever it is, whatever you choose to do. And people underestimate how effective short bursts of exercise can be because we've been sold this lie that you have to go to the gym for an hour. And if you don't, then nothing you do is enough and you're not exercising. And that's just not the truth.
And so what other tips do you have for busy women who are trying to figure out how they can give themselves the permission to fill their own cup and keep it full?
Boundaries. I think that it's so important. And it's such a term that's like thrown all around these days, like, oh, you gotta have boundaries. But for me, I think it's so important, especially with kids, they need to see that role model. They need to see, you know, the mom who is fully attentive and present with them, and then who also has that time where it's cut off and it's okay, you're doing this now. I'm going to be, you know, you're playing on your iPad. I'm going to be over here doing my crunches for 5 minutes or whatever it is. You know, you're in the bath with your dad's watching you, whatever it is, bedtime routine's happening. I'm going out for a walk once like the dishwasher's loaded, just for even 20 minutes. And then I'll come read you a story. It has to be those clear cut boundaries. And so what happens there in like those different examples that I just outlined is you'll still feel the guilt. You will feel the mom guilt for putting your child on the iPad for 5 minutes while you do your crunches. You will still feel the mom guilt for having your partner do bath time while you take time for you and go out for that walk. And there is just something that pulls us back in, that anxiety, that worry of, I'm not doing enough, I'm not there, but you are there. You are teaching them in that moment of when I'm with you, I'm fully present, and then I can step away and take care of myself. And if you're not teaching that, the alternative is you're teaching, I'm playing with you right now, but my mind is somewhere else. My mind is thinking, I wish I had have gone for a run today, and I'm not going to have the opportunity to do that. And you're not really present. So you're either teaching one thing or the other. So it would be better for you likely, and you would be, you know, happier in each situation if you were able to be fully present and there, set the boundary, do your you time. And, you know, I've learned this on a level with my family as well. I would go for a dinner and, you know, have a commitment afterwards and feel guilty about leaving my family for dinner and just keep dragging it out. Meanwhile, my mind is already in the commitment that I'm supposed to be at afterwards. So I'm feeling guilty for both and I'm present in neither place. So we have to be able to do that and think about the ripple effect and think about who is getting the best of you versus trying to spread ourselves so thin.
100%, Bria. I love that so much. And I hope that that resonates with listeners of Mom First so much, because Mom First is about understanding and identifying that we do, as moms, often identify as a mom first, right? Like, that's how we introduce ourselves. It's part of our identity. And we're so much more than that. It's not at all about martyrdom or victimhood in any way. And putting yourself so far on the back burner that you're sacrificing yourself. Instead, it's about also like leading from that place of example, like you're talking about, like leading with good boundaries, practicing establishing boundaries, because probably what we all need to do is practice that a little bit. And then being that example for our kids, because we can't expect them to know how to go after their own goals. We can't expect them to know how to have healthy boundaries in their life. We can't expect them as adults to make fitness and health a priority if we're not going to show them ever how to do that.
It's so true. I picture learning those things from my friends in adulthood. I have a good friend who will be on a group chat and an hour or so has passed and we're all getting tired because we do these calls late at night. And she's the first one to say, okay, guys, I gotta go. I'm gonna have a snack and watch reality TV. No shame, unapologetic. That's her boundary. She was fully present for the group chat. And now she's gonna go do her thing, do her self-care. And I've learned that it's okay. Like, if she says that to me, I'm like, awesome. I want to go to bed. I wanted to go to bed half an hour ago. So I love that. And I think too, even just thinking from my own childhood experience, you know, I watched my mom, she's a teacher. Well, she just retired, but, she had like lots of sick days available to her and she would take a sick day and, you know, be at home. And she would tell me, like, she's in her pajamas, I'm taking a mental health day today. And I learned that that was okay. I learned that you fully go to things, you go to your job, you have strong work ethic. And then when you need to take a day off, you take a day off, you take a mental health day, you call it that, you care for yourself as needed. So we do learn from others. It's so important. It's not just about what people tell us to do. Like, going back to the example of my friend Hannah, if she were to say to me, just set your boundaries in place and say goodbye whenever you're ready, I don't think I would take it in the same. But watching her do that, it's really empowering. And so I think that moms can be that for their kids, for their families, by setting that example.
Yeah, I feel like that's an incredible way to empower other women on this journey, is to like do this yourself, to give that example of setting a boundary, like maybe even telling people. Like, I'm trying to think of how we could put this into practice with that like fitness component. So I love how your mom did that with mental health. And now, like, I just want to make the connection. And now you are helping people with their mental health too. Like, that's so cool. That's so cool. Like, your mom changed the world just by like using some sick days. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So if I wanted to establish like a boundary around my fitness as a working mom, like maybe something that I do, like, I know, you know, I have this like daily yoga practice that I'm trying to do and that I've been pretty consistent with for the last almost a year now. I also am trying to like be able to run a mile without stopping. So I used to run, I got away from it, and now I'm trying to get back into it. And my kids know this. I wonder if I could create like a boundary around that and then also use that boundary in a way that might empower others by my example.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, so what does it look like for you right now when you are going to go out for that mile run?
Well, like, to be honest, I usually need to do it in the morning if I'm going to do it, because by the time my workday starts, like, you know, anything can happen. Like, kids could get sick. in the last couple of years, like schools might get shut down, right? Like sure. anything could Honestly. Happen.
You better get that run so over with.
Yeah, anything could happen. I have to make that morning a priority. What I've had to do to be able to have that morning is like the last couple of weeks, I have really figured out that I need to start that the day before by getting to bed at a reasonable hour so that then I'm not like lulled into trying to like stay in bed instead of getting up to go do my workout. And so I'm trying to think if I could somehow even like just like announce in some way, like I'm doing this so I can get up in the morning so I can go for a run and maybe I get off social media.
Yeah. In the sense of boundaries, like you're reparenting yourself, like setting yeah. a bedtime for yourself, setting a wake up time for yourself, like you're giving that to yourself. And we underestimate the power of honesty and that vulnerability piece and literally vocalizing that. I'm going to bed at 7:30 p.m. because I'm getting up to run at this time. If you need me, I will not be available. And even when I say vulnerability too, looping in. So why is that important to you? Why is the run important to you? Being completely vulnerable and honest. I've had that in my own personal life with podcasting just because I don't like have any brand deals yet or anything. So it's not paid. So I feel very guilty taking a lot of time to do it without getting compensation for it. And that is a boundary I've had to set with others. And I use that vulnerability piece. I explain why it's important to me. I'm like, look, I love this. These conversations are important. This is a free mental health resource. This is bringing connection, like building community with people. This is important to me and I'm not available at this time because I'm podcasting. So the more vulnerability and honesty you can have around those goals, so whether that is movement goals for you or whether you, I don't know, even if it's has to do with food and you're, you know, your family's eating one thing and it doesn't fit in with your food goals. Obviously I'm all for like, you know, eating the pizza and everything. But if you're like, you know, I've had three pizzas this week, I like kind of feel like the salad today. Being vulnerable with that too. You know, you guys enjoy your pizza. My body feels like it needs nourishment from a salad today. And that's okay. Like that's important to me because that's what I feel like I need. So bringing up the why behind it to bring people with you, loop them in on what's going on for you.
I don't think we very often realize how our vulnerability can actually empower other people too. A lot of times when we think about how we can like empower others, it's like somehow like more like active or like more like this challenge that we're doing or something. But actually like our realness, our humanity, our vulnerability and showing up in that way is incredibly empowering to other people because it gives them permission to do the same and maybe release some things that just aren't serving them anymore.
Yes. Oh, you're so right. There are so many examples that I can think of that where we, and it takes a level of being connected with yourself to know why you're doing the things that you're doing and not just going along with the grain, so to speak. Yeah, definitely have to be connected with yourself and find your why behind things and be open to sharing it with the people that you love.
How can we add some joy around some of this? Like, because as we recognized at the beginning, sometimes it's something that people use to kind of like beat themselves up or suck all the fun right out of it, or they think it's like a to-do and they have to do it. And so it just ends up then not being very fun. But really, yeah. There must be a way to like add some joy to it. What would you suggest?
Oh, okay. So like specifically joy around movement?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, because people don't like it. And I think the reason that people don't like working out or committing to some sort of exercise program is because we have demonized it and that it only has to fit in those certain constraints of it has to look this way. You have to do it for X amount of time. You have to burn X amount of calories. Like that's not fun. So I think different things, like if you can find Think of it as like adventure, as exploration, like finding new hiking trails, you know, like maybe every Saturday our family goes, we find a new hiking trail within like an hour drive of our home. Maybe it's something fun, like you're listening to music or a podcast. Something I do for fun is like record TikTok dances, and like you'll work up a sweat, let me tell you, trying to learn some TikTok dances. So just incorporating more variety, I think, is really good. And yeah, exploration, like add some travel into it. Like, where can you go find a new beach? It does, and things don't have to cost you money. Like, I don't know if you get snow where you are, but like, what can you do in the snow? People tend to hibernate during those times, but I'm huge for getting out, and huge for finding new places. It doesn't have to look a certain way. You just got to move.
I think there's something for everyone there, right? Like from the TikTok dances to finding something to even do in the snow. I mean, honestly, just like walking through snow is a workout sometimes if you get a couple inches. So we definitely get a lot of snow up here where I am.
Yeah, okay. Same here.
As we kind of wrap up here, can you tell people a little bit about how they can connect with you or find out more about you, Bria?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And thank you for having me. I so appreciate this. My website is briawanamaker.com, and I just launched a workshop. It's called Calming Your Nervous System. There's the Better Bodies podcast like we talked about, and I hang out on Instagram. I'm at briawanamaker, and yeah, that's me.
Thank you so much for being here. I think this was a really valuable conversation, and I know I personally enjoyed it quite a bit. So thank you.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, my friends. Thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.